So light it up, let his love shine. Stories of grace, hope redefined. Heart to heart, let's lift our eyes. Welcome home to light it up alive. Lift our eyes. Welcome home to light it up alive. Welcome home to light it up alive.
Hey, buddy, we're back. Welcome to another episode of Light It Up Live, where we're igniting minds and elevating faith. I'm your host tonight. I'm John, but I don't do this alone because I got my boy Josh with me.
What's up, buddy? How you doing?
What's going on, man? I'm excited. We took a couple weekends off, man, to relax and recoup and recover and get our minds right again and spend some family time, man. I'm glad we did it.
It was nice.
We got some work done as well, but we had some family time, man. But we're back. We're back, man. I feel like we've been gone forever, buddy.
Right? Because I've been at work.
Yeah, we had to. Had to dust the studio off, you know, get all this dust off this light up here.
The light shake up the green
light.
Steam.
Yeah, man. We had to get the lighted up live light all washed off.
I don't think it was that long, man. I know it's Florida. Like we get some sand, you know, but dang.
Guys, don't forget to check us out on YouTube. Go to YouTube and in the search bar, put the @ symbol and light it up live, all one word. And you'll find that logo right above Josh's head if you're watching. You'll find that logo. And do us a favor, hit the subscribe button, the like button, the share button, hit all the buttons. It's absolutely free, 100% free. And it will always be free. So how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, man. How you been?
I've been good, man. You know, we work together, so we just work and come home and then work and come home.
Right. I can't even take pictures. I can't even take pictures of my progress because I'm not allowed to. What's up, Mr. Twitty? How you doing?
You're working at a secret location. Top secret.
Top flight security, Craig.
Yeah, them boys over there don't play either, boy. You try to take pictures you want to.
Yeah, right.
So we took Monday off. Oh, you got Monday off.
I did. Snuck in there with the old Monday.
Stuck in there with you. I'm gonna need Monday off.
Yeah, so it's got me thinking today's Friday. It feels like it.
You know right? Today's your Friday. That's kind of cool.
He was like, we gotta do the podcast later. I'm like, what is Friday? What you mean?
We're doing Friday night shows now.
What's going on, Kevin?
Before we get started, I forgot. We always like to tell people how we came up with the name Light It Up Live, Josh, and that was pulled from the Bible. It was pulled from Genesis 1:3-4. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. That's what we try to do here on Light It Up Live. We try to bring a little bit of light into a dark world, one episode at a time. So, today, buddy, you know what's been on my heart a lot lately, man? It's I'm 53 years old now, and I've done several motivational videos about it for guys that don't know. You can find me on TikTok. It's Light It Up Live John, And on Facebook as well, I do them. And I do motivational videos. And a lot of it's just been on my heart a lot lately. It's about getting, you know, just getting older. And how getting older, it's a blessing, man. It's not a curse. And I'm starting to come to grips with that, you know. For a little bit there, you know, I was on the old struggle bus. And, you know, I mean, like, oh, man, I'm getting old. I'm getting old. But that's what today's show is about, man. It's episode 45, dude. Wow. Episode 45 shows, Josh.
45. I like that number.
Yeah.
I like that number.
Getting older is a blessing, not a curse.
It's a privilege denied to most.
Come on, man. There's a lot of people that didn't get to be 53 my age, you know? So I'm learning to embrace it and understand that that it's a blessing. A lot of people didn't make it to be my age or your age, you know what I mean?
So I'm not there yet.
I'm learning.
See, I ain't even made it there yet.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Well, you're close.
I'm 48, bro. I'm getting there.
The big 5-0 yeah. Coming up, boy.
I mean, I still quote Back to the Future all the time, so I'm there with you.
So yeah, we're gonna talk about it a little bit, man. You know, it's for me, it's like there came a time in my life to where I kind of stopped. You know, when you're younger, put it this way, when you're younger, you're always thinking about the next job, or you're thinking about the next relationship, or you're thinking about, heck, the next weekend. You know what I mean? And it's always what your future, what's going to happen next. And I found when you get to a certain age, you stop doing that and you start thinking about what was. You start thinking about those things. You know, I mean, you're not thinking about tomorrow anymore when you reach a certain age, because let's face it, there's a whole bunch of things that we've done, dude. That was the last time we were going to do it. You know,
That post all the time that always says, you know, the last time you rode your bikes with all your friends, you had no idea that was the last day you would do that. You know,
yeah, and it's true. You know, there's a lot of things that we've done, you know, for the last time, and it's just kind of been on my heart. You know, so I figured we'd come in, we'd talk about how getting older is a blessing, man. It's not a curse. It's an absolute blessing that we're this old, you know. And I got the old AARP kicking, buddy.
Yeah. WARP.
AARP. You know, I get discounts at restaurants and stuff.
Oh, that. I was like, you mean WKRP in Cincinnati? Yeah. I was like, what are we talking about? I'm not that old yet, bro. I ain't got the senior discounts and stuff. Yeah,
but not everyone gets the opportunity, you know, to get this old, you know. So every birthday is a gift. Yeah. Everyone's a gift now.
You know, just getting there is a gift.
There's quite a few people that I loved that didn't get to reach my age, man. You know, and for me to still be kicking, and you know, and it's just the small things for me now, you know. I really, really enjoyed the small things. And to be honest with you, now I can look back when I was younger, like 25, the things that were really big for me then were actually small. You know what I mean? And the things that were small then, you find out those were actually big, big things in your life.
Yeah, like I used to be a Walking Dead fan. Loved that show. Now,
yeah, man.
I caught every episode. And, yep. And it was like the height of TV. And that felt like what? That felt like last year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I ain't even going into it.
Yeah. When they got rid of Rick, I jumped off. Can't get rid of Rick, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. What happened?
Yeah. What happened there?
But yeah, I did. Rick. Felt like I got old, man. I started caring about characters on TV shows. You know, that's how you know you're getting old. Yeah.
How are we doing there, Four Code Mike? Welcome to the show. What we're talking about, you guys, is that you can interact with the show, man. You can go to Twitter, you can go to YouTube, you can go to Facebook, and wherever you're watching the show, you can interact, and you can be right part of the show, and we'll put you up on the screen.
Yeah, that was a Twitch comment. We don't get too many of those.
Yeah, cool. That was a Twitch comment.
I'd say, hey, gamer, what's happening? How you doing? Yeah. He's probably like scrolling through like, this ain't no game. What is this? This is enlightenment.
What's going on here?
This is enlightenment, bro.
Enlightenment, entertainment. Whoa.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show, buddy.
I'll tell you what the Contra code is if you want. That was my game. That was my
the
game.
Contra code, buddy.
The Contra code.
Contra, boy. I heard Contra in a long time.
No, you don't remember up, up, down, down, left, right, A, B, A, B, select, start?
Well, yeah, that was always two play for that's me. For everything, man. Yeah,
yeah, that's everything.
tell me something, man. What would you tell your younger self about aging, about getting older? If you was to tell your younger self right now something about getting older, what would you tell them?
Oh, that's easy, bro. Tell myself, yeah, listen. I'd be like, look, every time you get a little indigestion or something, you're not dying, okay? You get a crimp in your back, and that could be, you know, don't watch the show House. Okay, don't watch that show. All right, because you're going to think everything these people got in the show, you got it. You'd be like, you know what? My big toe is kind of hurting, man. Maybe I got that toe a fungalotus or whatever the heck he was talking about.
Boy, yeah. Don't mess with that fungalotus.
Yeah, man. Like, look, it's going to be all right, man. Your anxiety is getting the best of you. Like, I had an anxiety attack the other day. I had to wash my hands. That's all I had to do. I just had to wash my hands.
But you had to wash them, didn't you? It felt good, though, didn't it?
Getting old right here.
Did it feel good when you washed your hands?
Yes.
I get that.
Once my hands was clean, I was like.
It feels so good, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, there we go. Yeah, I had to got my life back on track, man.
Yeah, right.
Wash my hands. But yeah, Yeah, I would tell my, you know what I'm saying, my younger self, man, everything is not death, okay?
Right.
Take better care of your teeth, my friend.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. But other than that, now you're gonna do all right. You're gonna do all right.
Right. Okay? Yeah, I think that's kind of where I would go to is you're gonna do all right. I would definitely talk to myself about the drinking and the partying, you know what I mean? That's the obvious, but I didn't want to state the obvious things, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think for me, a part of me would be to slow down. Just to slow down, man, because with my younger self, I lived everything at such a fast pace. Next, what's next? What's next? No matter what it was always what's next? What can I get better? Or, you know, I mean, I'm missing something. I always felt like I was missing something, you know what I mean? That's how I got wrapped up in a lot of parties, you know, because you always feel like you're missing something. So for me, I think it would be the, of course, like I said, we're not going to state the obvious, like, you know, get closer to God. Those are obvious. But I think for me, slow down, man. I think that's what I would tell myself, man. Slow down and learn to enjoy what's going on right now, because, you know, you're gonna miss those things here in another 20 years.
Yeah. Yeah, you really would. I didn't notice the chat thing over here, man. I was like, let me look at this Twitch camera. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, you know, so I clicked the chat over here. And that's cool. Yeah, see, I'm getting old. So some of these apps be sneaking up on me. There we are. And then you know the problem with getting old too is we all think that's our golden years. Like, yeah, right. We're getting old, you know what I'm saying? I mean, we're gonna retire and we're gonna enjoy our lives. But remember, we already had that show about how that's not our golden years. Our golden years is when we're kids.
That's right.
Not a care in the world. You know, when we get older, we got aches, pains, sniffing and snuff leaves and coffee stuff and aching fever head and all that good stuff, medicine. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even know how it goes anymore, but we got that stuff.
But we got it. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but you, yeah.
And you notice the things that, you know, when you're younger that you used to chase, the things you used to chase don't really matter no more. You know what I mean? Like, you used to chase popularity.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That when you get older, that don't matter. You used to chase impressing people. Don't care anymore. I ain't trying to impress nobody, bro. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm getting older. I don't care. Material things. No, don't care. You know, long as my family's okay. You know what I mean? But hang on. There's still some material things I like. You like to have the best of some things, you know?
Yeah, like, I was about to say, man, I still collect all kinds of things, dude. Yeah. My materialisticness didn't go away. I promise you that. Yeah. I got more books.
I think getting older, I've learned that peace is more valuable than possessions. You know, I mean, my peace is so much more important than possessions now, you know, and it's when you're younger, it's just not that case. But boy, you learn, most people, you know, I hope if you're my age now that you've learned that. And if you haven't, I hope that you're listening to this and I hope you do find peace, because when you find that peace, I had to find it through Jesus, and he gave me peace, because I didn't. man, I was in my late 40s when I found peace, man, to be honest with you.
Yeah. I was about that age, about 30, 35. Had a real short temper as a young mover. You remember me.
No.
You know what I'm saying? I think I found peace with my children. You know what I mean? When I started having kids and seeing them happy and stuff, you know, it made me want to slow down, because every time I'd come home, it was like this much bigger. So,
yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, don't get me wrong. I found peace with Jesus, and I am glad that Jesus is in my heart, you know?
Come on.
Yeah, I think that's what you get when you get older. You know what I'm saying? You get more patient.
Yep.
You get a little more self-peace.
Right.
I find peace in my, like you said, I don't need material stuff to feel peace. Well, it keeps me home. It keeps me home, and that's peaceful right there, bro. That's, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's pretty peaceful. Like, I want to watch this movie. I want to listen to that song. You know what I mean?
That projector screen I just bought, that's pretty peaceful.
You know, it is, you know? Even that's the mosquitoes are sitting there with you like, this is a good movie, man.
Good movie,
I ain't even going to bite you right now, okay? We're just going to watch the movie. You know?
Yeah. But you ain't going nowhere without me biting you.
Hey, next week, can you put A Bug's Life on, man, please? I heard Chris Rock plays the mosquito, and I want to see that. Yeah, that's peaceful, man.
And get, you know, as you get older, you get, you know, scars in life, you know, but the scars, they become lessons. You know, our scars, they turn to lessons, you know, heartbreak. You know, I mean, you learn a lot from getting your heart broke so many times. You know, as you get older, that, you know, that becomes a lesson. Addiction, I dealt with that. Yeah. You know, that became a lesson. Loss. You know, I mean, there's a lot of lessons in loss.
It can make you sour too, so you got to be careful with it. You know what I mean? You get too many heartbreaks, too many things lost. Right. It'll make you close that door to everybody else, and you'll just never have a chance of being happy about anything. And then getting old feels like a curse to you, because the longer you live, the worse it is. And you know, it's a defense mechanism. I got a buddy of mine. He's a really nice dude, but he's really not, you know what I mean? And it's only because he's had a hard life and he's got a defensive mechanism. So he just doesn't let everybody in, you know what I mean? And sometimes he feels his age from it, I think.
I bet you, man. That's got to be a kind of a lonely way of living sometimes, to feel that way. And he can't help it, though.
Yeah. I mean, he's got his select friends, and that's it. You know what I mean? And that's a wrap. And that's really not a bad idea.
That's not that bad. Yeah, I was just going to say
really
that.
It's not that bad.
I'm kind of okay with that, dude. That's where I'm kind of living right now. You know what I mean? I'm okay with it. And you know,
I can know a lot of people, but to actually, you know, hang out. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. I know a whole bunch of people, but I only got a few close friends. Yeah. Exactly. And you know, the things that almost broke us, you know, they become the things that help others. You know what I mean? Like my addiction almost broke me, in my attitude and anger, you know, but those, as I got older and I learned I need to let them things go, you know, that's the things that are helping others, because, you know, I can pass that knowledge down. Like, look, I've been there, you know, you're not going to want to walk down this road, man, because I've been there from experience.
Yeah. Maybe somebody see what you went through, and maybe they could take a shortcut around that. You know what I mean? And say, hey, this guy said, man, there ain't nothing good to become of that, man. So why should I read the whole book? Let me just go ahead and close it right now. And
that's right.
Zig when I should have zagged, and go about my merry weather and grow old. You know? Yeah. Like
time,
you said, I got a lot of people that shouldn't be gone right now. They should be old, you know, with me.
Yep. That's right. And time feels different when you get older.
It does. It does. It's quick.
That's quicker. That's right. I was just going to say that when you're young, you think you got forever. You think you got all the time in the world. But man, as you get older, you realize that how precious time is, man. You really do.
Yeah. You're in a hurry for that. I got to get older. Yep. Man, if I get older, I can get a car. Hey, if I get older, I can go to the club or whatever young people like to do, you know. But now I'm like, nah, can I just pause?
Slow down. That's
slow down.
Yep. Exactly. Yep.
And I told you that social media is to blame. It's a lot to blame, man. Technology, it speeds
things up. Technology itself,
it really does.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'll sit there and watch, like, I like the police chase videos. Man, I watched six of those, not realizing each video was 9 minutes long.
I know, yeah.
Well, there was I just watched the whole movie, and half the videos didn't even end. You know what I mean? They were just like, they didn't even catch the guy. Yeah. Wasting my life, man.
Doom scrolling. We call it doom scrolling around here.
What do you call it?
Doom scrolling.
Doom scrolling, right? Call it thumb walking.
Doom scrolling. Yeah, just sitting there.
Yeah. And then you got that. You got that friend that always shares all his videos that he's watching with you, and then gets mad that you don't watch them. You know, hey man, I sent all these videos to you. Like, bro, I'm in my own timeline over here, bro. I'm trying to recover. I got an addiction.
You know, when you get older too, you start looking back. At least I do. I can look back and I could see when God was working in my life. And I didn't even see it. My younger self had no idea that God was working in my life. And I can look back at some specific moments like, whoo, God was looking out for me there. You know, there's definitely.
You might not have seen the miracle then, but then you think back like, man, I should have died.
Yep.
Wait a minute. Yeah,
so
wait
many
a minute.
Times.
What
yep.
happened there?
Yep.
Like, yeah.
Wow, how did I get through that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now I know. I knew how I got through it. You know, God was watching out for me. Like, no, we got some things to do later, dude. So I'm going to go ahead and stop your dumb butt now.
Well, you know what? When I get really, really angry, you know what I envision? I envision his hand on my shoulder. Mm. You know what I mean? Like before I snap or get mad about things, like I've been doing this for a long time, man. I just think that he's like grabbing me or something. And I breathe a little bit because you know me, man. Like I said, I'm quick to stick up for myself and cuss somebody out if I feel, you know, not disrespected, but threatened. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because that word disrespected is, the older you get, the more you understand what true disrespect is. You know what I mean? And yeah, I guess there's qualities of getting old. You know, there's pluses
Absolutely.
To it. Yeah, 100%. With the exception of physical qualities, there's not too many. But mental qualities is great. About the time we have it all figured out, we're ready to meet Jesus anyway. So, yeah, what are we doing, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's society has a funny way of telling people they're slowing down. You know what I mean? Man, you're getting old, man. Did you see Bob? Boy, he's slowing down, ain't he?
Yeah. Yeah. When we tell ourselves that, man, like, man, I'm slowing down, man.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's a little tougher to get out of bed in the morning. I ain't going to lie.
Right. Yeah, 10 years ago, I'd have had this clubhouse built out back, man. Like, there we go. What am I doing now?
Few breaks now, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, man, it's hot. Remember?
Yeah. We used to unload trucks in this heat. It's hot today, boy. It's in your defense. It's hot today. On the thermometer in my house at 101 degrees.
Yeah, it was really warm today.
It is warm today.
I got up early. I built all the base stuff, you know what I mean? And then it got hot. And I was like, all right, I'm going to wait till it gets dark and finish.
Yeah.
Because that's the only time it works out.
So what do you think, say at 25, what's one thing that mattered to you at 25 that doesn't matter at all today?
Probably my car. What it looked like, you know what I mean? It had to have some bump in it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It had to be nice.
Yeah.
I like the four doors, the stick shifts, you know what I mean? And now I'm like, I drive a minivan.
Yeah.
You know? I tried to tell people, no, it's a full size van. And I looked it up and it said minivan. I'm like, what's mini about it, bro? It's huge.
Huge.
But okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a family, you know what I mean? So.
That's right.
I can tell you what's not important, and it's something I wish I could stop messing with, and it's politics. That is so not important in my life so more. And the older I get, the more I get interested in it because it's kind of a slower conversation. You know what I mean? Because there's so many people that slow at it. And that's it.
See what you did
but
there.
That, I think that's what's rushing my life by is paying attention to that because that's just a big clown show all the way around.
It
you
is
know what I mean? No matter what side of the things you're looking at, it's crazy. And if I stop looking at that, maybe time will slow down a little bit because I've been thinking about how I could do that, how I could like you watching a movie like that, big theater night outside in your yard, you know what I'm saying? That kind of slowed time down.
It really did. Yeah. Sure did.
Yeah, because no one had their phones out.
That's right.
You're talking before the movie, after the movie. Yep. It was just.
Yep, it was. It was really nice. Yeah. It was a slow time down moment for sure. Let me think. At 25, what mattered to me that doesn't at all now? Well, the obvious things, like you said, of course, the car, the reputation. Maybe I really cared how I looked and what other people thought about me.
Yeah.
And I really don't now. I don't care.
I guess I cared a lot about that when I was a kid because I was overweight. Yeah. But as I got older and I realized this is what I look like, I had a guy try to roast me the other day on the internet, you know. Yeah. He's like, man, you're ugly. I'm like, well, I'm not supposed to be attracted to you, buddy. But, yeah, I'm very comfortable with the way I look. I think more people, I wish more people was, you know what I mean?
Yeah, dude,
I ain't no Don Juan, but I ain't no Pee Wee Herman neither. So we can go there
with that. What's wrong with Pee Wee, bro?
Yeah, nothing. I mean, he's a rich man. Yeah.
Oh, Pee Wee.
Oh, Pee Wee.
Remember the Pee Wee dance? Pee Wee, the song?
Huh?
Remember the song, the Pee Wee Herman dance?
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait. You talk about Herman. Oh, that one. Because every time I hear that, I think of, you know, when he did the little thing on the.
Yeah. That's how he did it, too. Yeah, he did the
tequila.
Yeah. There was a rap song back in the day. Do the Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah. I don't remember that one.
What?
No.
You don't remember that?
How do I not remember that?
Oh, my goodness.
And I could sing the whole Pee Wee Herman Playhouse song to you. You know what I mean?
Well, I was going to look it up, but then on YouTube, they'll mute the show, so I can't do that.
Yeah, you can't.
Okay, I was going to.
They'd be like, ooh, he's got some music on there.
Copyright. Yeah. Mute the whole show.
You got to put the Pee Wee Herman dance through the AI remixer, then buy the rights to it, and then you can play it all you want.
Yeah, there you go.
Isn't that wild how that works, man?
It is wild. Yeah.
That's wild, man. How am I able to take an artist's whole lyrics and put it in the AI converter, and then I own the rights to the song?
Pretty cool.
I mean, did no one have the rights to the writing? What's going on, man?
It's different. You know?
Yeah, I guess it's different. Like, well, that's an old person singing that song now, so it don't even sound the same. Like, ugh, what? Like I'm gonna go out and start writing other people's books. I'm just gonna Is that a bestseller? Give me that. I'm gonna rewrite it.
It's a bestseller again.
Yeah. Be like, that's my handwriting. Don't you worry about it. My handwriting.
I want a bestseller too. Yeah.
Yeah. Man, that book was fire, boy. I'm about to put it out.
but I've been starting to embrace. I don't know if it's necessarily embrace. I'm trying to embrace the fact that I know I'm getting older. You know, I've been trying to embrace it. To say that I'm 100% embracing it, I think that's kind of, you know what I mean, a lie. Because I don't know if I'm 100% embracing it. Because, you know, there are days it's tough. You know, not just physically, mentally, thinking of things that I know was probably the last time or things that I probably know I won't get to see because of my age. You know what I mean? But I think I'm doing better with, you know what I mean? Embracing getting older.
You know, I won't see God of War 10. I know it. You know what I mean? And
right?
I bet it'd be great too, and I'm not gonna see it.
You think they're gonna make it to a 10?
No, I don't know, man. We're only gonna be at 3, and then at 3. All right. Yeah, I'm actually giving myself a lot of space.
It took them 15 years to get to 3.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But you know, something about growing old, I realized this. My uncles and everybody that was adults when I was a little kid, and I thought they were so grown, but they really weren't.
Right.
They really weren't. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's true. Because now you think of your age, you think of somebody. Yeah, yeah. Like when you're a kid.
Yeah, like, you know what? They were still goofy.
Was my age.
Yeah. Yeah, they were still good, goofy individuals, but they had to act serious around us, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they might have had a little gray in their face, but, man. I feel like I'm 25, you know, so
yeah,
you could be 50, but we feel like we're 25.
That's right. I don't know if
so I'm one guy 25. Said, he's like, this one guy said, he goes, yeah, I felt like I was, you know, people say I'm 50, but I don't feel like I feel like I'm 25. So I hung around with some 25-year-olds, and I realized, yes, I am absolutely 50.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. I cannot keep up with that. No, thanks.
No, by heck, no. I can't keep up no 25-year-olds anymore, man. I can't do it. I ain't got no time for it. I don't even want to try to keep up with them. Get off my lawn.
Yeah, right. Right.
You know what I mean?
Hey, did you hear that new song? No. How about the new movie? Sure didn't.
Caught me taking a drink.
Sorry, man. But I know where you can listen to it. It's out there in my trash can.
Heck yeah. Proudly say, get off my lawn now. Get off my lawn.
Yeah. Right? I go out there and pet the grass. Like, I love you, grass. You just don't know how long it took me to say that with pride, you know.
Heck yeah. Yeah.
I ain't saying whippersnapper. I forget. Nope,
whippersnapper.
Nope. Yeah. I do like seeing guys my age, though, still with the whole basketball outfit on, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they're with both the ears pierced. And, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Frosted tips.
Yeah, yes. No shoestrings in their shoes. They're all pulled out. You know, they got the goggles on. It's like, look, man, you're like, 50, bro.
Stop. Embrace it.
I'm not telling you to wear a polo or anything like that, but quit it, man, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have an unhealthy addiction to the Ninja Turtles, but other than that, I'm 50. Whatever.
Yeah, Ninja Turtles live on forever, bro. Ninja Turtles are cool.
I mean, they are the world's most fearsome fighting machine, you know. Fighting, right. Fighting team, yeah. Heroes in a half shell and they're green.
And they're green. That's right.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Well, man, I'm glad we got to come back on, man. We took a couple weeks off.
Yeah.
And I think next week, I think we got Mr. LaShawn Pryor. Mr. Pryor's coming back on. If you guys don't remember him, go back into our archive. I forget what episode it was, and watch Mr. LaShawn Pryor show. He is awesome.
He was a sports commentator of college football, right?
Yeah. Yep. He played ball. He's a sports commentator, but man, he's coming back just to hang out, dude.
That's good, man.
Good. Just to hang out. He says he loves hanging out with us, and we're opening the door up and leaving the light on, and he's
yeah, you know, something he was talking about during that show is how, you know, they're paying college players now.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, I don't like it. He says, unfortunately, you know, the cap's off the toothpaste and you ain't going to get it back in there. But, man, I really wish they would because it took so much heart out of the game. Like, you know me, I'm not a sports fan, but I did like college football. Mm-hmm. I've always liked college football, and I watch it because it was no money. It was all soul, you know, and them boys thought somebody was in the stands watching them, and I just liked that. And now it's changed. It's changed so much.
Totally agree.
Cool. I hope you can't wait to get you back on, man.
Yeah, he's coming back on next week, and so you guys make sure you come back for that, man. You got anything else before I go into my final thoughts? And I think we call it night.
Yeah, no, that's about all I got to go finish my clubhouse.
I'm glad I was able to jump back on you guys and.
Yeah, even if it was just to chop it up with us. You know
absolutely.
I mean?
Like absolutely. Well, this is my final thoughts. If you're getting older, stop apologizing for it. Every wrinkle tells a story. Every scar tells a story. Every gray hair tells a story. There are reminders that you've survived things you once thought would destroy you. You made mistakes, you learned lessons, you've lost people you loved, you've cried tears nobody saw, and somehow, by the grace of God, you're still here. The world spends billions of dollars trying to make people look younger, but maybe we've been looking at it all wrong. Maybe the goal isn't to stay young forever. Maybe the goal is to become the person God created us to be. And that only comes through time. So don't curse your age. Don't hide from it. Don't be ashamed of it. Thank God for it. Because getting older means you're still breathing. You're still growing. You're still learning. And God is still writing your story. The greatest chapter of your life may not be behind you. It may be the one you're about to walk into. God bless. And those are my final thoughts, Mr. Carpenter.
Thanks, man. Thanks. Thank you for sharing it with me. I mean, I got to hear them live and direct.
Live and direct. You got anything planned for the rest of the weekend, buddy?
No, just a whole lot of nothing. I'm telling you, I told you I'm going to sleep all day Monday, and I'm going to sleep all day Monday. Because there ain't nothing wrong with it. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
You guys don't forget to join us again next weekend, live at 7:30. Like I said, we got a special guest, Mr. LeSean Pryor, coming on to join us. Don't forget to go to YouTube, at Light It Up Live in the search bar. Hit that subscribe button. And do me a favor, as always, and remember, your rope's longer than you think. God's rope, it has no end. And hold on tight.
See ya.
Lift our eyes. Welcome home to Light It Up Live. Lift our eyes. Welcome home to Light It Up Live.